Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
When a new baby is born, there are a lot of people who rejoice. Of course, the mother and father are the gladdest of all. But there's also grandparents and aunts and uncles and older brothers and sisters and cousins and friends and neighbors. Maybe some of those neighbors will even tie some balloons on the mailbox to welcome the couple as they come home from the hospital with the baby. And the new parents are likely to post pictures on Facebook and Instagram and all the other myriad social media sites that are out there. And they might even get a few hundred likes. But when we think about the birth of the baby and the number of people celebrating that in the context of how many people are in this world, it's really a very small amount that rejoice at the birth of that child. And I don't think any of us would say that that baby was born for the whole world. I mean, the baby was born for its own family and maybe its community, and that's all. But tonight we hear the story of Christmas, with the birth of a baby who truly was born for the entire world. Like the angels declared to the shepherds, "Fear not, behold, I bring you glad tidings of great joy that will be for all the people." All the people. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Jesus is the first and only child who is truly born for all the people, for everyone on earth. And he's the fulfillment of the prophecy of Isaiah. "Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Unto us, unto our world, a child is given. A son is born. He is Jesus Christ, the Son of God and Son of Man, conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, to bear our sin and be our Savior. And in the manger of Bethlehem, we behold a baby who was born to rescue the whole world, a baby born to save us from our sins, a baby born for the purpose to die for our sins. That's the wonder and the terror of Christmas. Maybe you never thought about the terror of Christmas, but the wonder is that God, in his great love, has the creator, the maker, has become a creature in human flesh. But the terror is that if he has come to be our Savior, then that means that we need to be saved. There's something we need to be saved from. And the thing that we need to be saved from is ourselves, our own wickedness and selfishness, that part of us that wants to rebel against God and reject his love and reject his word and reject his ways. And that sin, that mess that we've gotten ourselves into, is serious and deadly. The wages of sin is death. And that's why our sin cost God the death of his son. And yet, the story of Jesus' birth and death is not a story without hope, because he rose again from the dead, right? And so the babe of Bethlehem was born in the manger so that we could be born again through water and through the word. We're born again in the baptismal font. That's our manger. It's also our grave, where our old sinful nature is put to death and a new man or woman arises to live before God in righteousness and purity forever. Not because of a righteousness of our own that we have accomplished or contrived, but because of the righteousness of God that comes from God through Jesus to us. If any of you is baptized into Christ Jesus, you have been clothed with Christ, and you are a new creation. And so whenever it is that you first believed the gospel, whether it was when you were baptized or whether it was when you read or heard or the preaching of God's word, that's when you really received peace on earth and goodwill toward men. Because that's when God's goodwill was turned towards you through the forgiveness and the love of Jesus Christ. One of my favorite Christmas movies is The Nativity Story. Came out about 17 years ago. It wasn't a box office success by any stretch of the imagination. But it's a beautiful film. And it stars Kesha Castle Hughes as Mary and Oscar Isaac as Joseph. You probably better know Oscar Isaac is the actor who plays Poe Dameron in the last and final Star Wars trilogy. But before he was famous, he was Joseph in the Nativity Story. And there's a beautiful scene towards the end of the movie, after Jesus has been born, when Mary is cradling and cuddling the baby tight to her chest to keep him warm. And suddenly this gaggle of unkempt shepherds draws near to the stable. Now Joseph, his antenna's up, his radar goes, you know, is alert because, like any protective father or husband, he's suspicious of these strangers, these newcomers. And then one of the older men draws near, he kneels down, and he actually reaches out to touch the baby, and then all of a sudden pulls his hand back because he's afraid to touch divinity. Who is he? Who is he to be able to draw near to God made flesh? God come to us in a manger. But then Mary looks at him. She holds Jesus up and she smiles and says, "He is for all mankind. For all mankind." And that old shepherd reaches out and touches his Savior. His Savior. Born, the baby born to die. The child given to us, the Son born for us, the one given in Bethlehem for us, because he is for all mankind. He came not just as a Jewish Messiah, but as the Savior of the world. He didn't come just for Christians. He came for the benefit of all, whether they reject him or receive him. I hope you would receive him by faith, by believing in his word and his name and his promise. But it is as the angel proclaimed, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." The baby born in Bethlehem on that first Christmas was God's son for everyone. Jesus came for all people. He was born for you. He lived for you. He died for you. He rose again for you. He ascended into heaven for you. And he will come again in glory on that last day for you. For God so loved the world means that God so loved you that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. In the name of Jesus, amen.